is up, guys? Good morning and welcome to the Big Guy Grind. This is Carlos. So, it's currently about 5 in the morning. Well, about to be 6. Probably when I upload this episode, it's going to be later, but yeah. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? How y'all have been? I hope y'all have been well. Hope y'all have been doing well. I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving and a good week back. I know it was a rough start for me because Thanksgiving hit, and of course I engorged. I still managed to track my calories roughly, and I was over like a good couple hundred for sure. I was definitely over 2,000. I was definitely over 2,500 for sure. But and then it just went on a little bit of a binge for like 4 days with all the leftovers, and you already know how that goes. But yeah, holidays are speedingly coming around the corner. In a couple weeks it's gonna be Christmas and then New Year's, and then boom, a whole new year. What's that saying? New year, new me, kind of that shit. Yeah, so we got that to look forward to. Well, it is officially back to the grind, or it has been back to the grind. This whole week starting was just like a little rough. Just getting back into it, getting back into my gym routine and stuff like that. I personally didn't go to the gym like all 4 days throughout this week, only because like finals are this coming week. So it's been hectic. There was still a test and a presentation to be done and all that stuff. So yeah, it just really hit me hard, especially with the whole Thanksgiving and stuff like that. So I did manage to work out though, even on Thanksgiving and the days that followed, to be honest, which was a good thing. It allowed me to eat a little more and not really gain so much weight. So I weighed 301 pounds before Thanksgiving. I weighed myself after and I weighed about 303 304, so it's about 2 to 3 pounds I gained, which is the average. An average person gains a couple pounds after the holiday, so it wasn't too bad. It measured up pretty well. So yeah, I actually did some strength training the day before Thanksgiving, and then I did fasted cardio on the day of Thanksgiving, so that was pretty fun. It wasn't too bad, so I prepped myself for the big turkey feast that went on. So yeah, so I did make a post on my social media outlets, which you can follow, in regards to the awareness I was going to bring as far as mental health. Now, sorry, I needed some coffee. It's really early. But as far as mental health, I think it's a real personal issue. I wouldn't say personal, but it's a very, it's a real struggle that people need to realize. A lot of people tend to turn the other cheek. They tend to just look the other direction, or they tend to not acknowledge it when it comes to mental health, because sometimes people just think like, oh, or you're just stressed, or oh, it's just work, or oh, you just gotta suck it up, you gotta keep going, and stuff like that. But the reality is, some people still suck it up and try to keep going, but sometimes they just can't do it. I mean, there's nothing much to it. There's no other groundbreaking science or anything like that. There's no, you can read a lot of self-help books and all that stuff, and sometimes you just can't get through it and you feel real cruddy. I don't personally think I'm diagnosed with anything such as depression or anxiety. I mean, I have my physician, I've spoken to them and informed them of my anxiety symptoms and stuff like that, but my doctor is a good doctor. They're one to not want to prescribe medication so quickly, which I am so grateful for, because, I mean, medications sometimes only make things worse with all the side effects and all the stuff they cause, and, you know, maybe, like, you know, the pills make them feel worse and they grow dependent on them and all that stuff. And yeah, so the best route, I mean, I believe, would be just to not have to use any medication and just find other ways to help with stress to help with anxiety and depression. One way I mainly read was just working out. And me personally, I mean, I can definitely tell the difference. I mean, when I work out, I feel fantastic. I feel great. I feel ready to take on the day. But the days that I sleep in, or I even if I try to get up early in the morning, no, I just sleep in completely. And then I wake up and I feel like crud. I feel like, dang, another missed opportunity and stuff like that. And it just starts a hiatus from there. Like, my whole day is spent in negative thinking. But, I mean, with little tweaks like that of myself, I just change it to, like, no, stay positive. You can still get a lot done. It's just you can't be missing your workouts because you're going to be dragging ass, you know? So, yeah, I mean, at work, I mean, you know, things can be going so well, and then one little slip up, and it just throws me off completely. I think people are like gonna get bothered, or I think people are thinking negative of me and stuff like that. And it happens to everybody, thoughts that are just racing through. And I remember one time I did go to like counseling and stuff when I went to a community college in regards to that, just to really figure out, the cause and figure out some solutions and stuff like that. They recommended some breathing techniques. They recommended they I really just sat there and talked and about what went on and stuff like that. And really, they helped explain that anxiety is a form of caring too much when it comes to things, and depression is the lack of caring. So not caring about anything and just letting the see the whole world burn around you, and you're giving a fuck, to be honest, like not caring at all. So it helped me distinguish better that I was mainly more I had more anxiety, if anything, than depression. To be honest, I mean, the thing is, everyone has some form of anxiety or depression every now and then. The only reason it gets diagnosed is because it could be chronic, meaning it could be constant. Like you're constantly in that thought process, or you're constantly feeling that way. And sometimes I do feel that way, but I mean, most of the time I just suck it up and keep going, and I'm thankful that I can do that. And the fact that I can do that is why I don't I'm advocating for mental health, because it's something that a lot of people got to deal with, whether it be chronic or whether it be acute. Acute meaning something sudden or something all of a sudden, like myself. I've never had a full-on panic attack, but I've had anxiety. I would have to ask my I would have to ask someone something, and I would hesitate because I'd afraid of what they say, or if I made a mistake and I had to ask the same person what to do and stuff like that, I wouldn't want to, and then it just lead to a poor work performance, and you see how little things build up. It's like a snowball effect. And all that shit affects me, but I'm doing a lot better now. Finals are in, so I'm just, if anything, I'm very stressed. I noticed when I went to work Friday, I had a lot of tension in my back, and I just used a foam roller, and I foam rolled some knots out of my back, and oh God, it felt amazing. Let me tell you, foam rolling is something very magical. So yeah, as far as that, I mean, that's, mental health is very serious, and it should not be overlooked in any way whatsoever. It is a very serious topic to have in mind, and to just, be aware. And if any of your friends struggle with that, just, be there for them, hear them out. And the best thing you can do with someone with severe anxiety, I mean, is just to calm them down, just reassure them everything will be okay. Don't get bothered if they ask you several things once, and don't get bothered if they ask you, is that okay? Is that okay? Is that okay? 'Cause they need that reassurance, 'cause sometimes their mind thinks different. Their mind, one little thought throws them off, and they're in that process. They think that someone hates them to that extreme. I mean, it's possible, it happens. And I know that's really just negated. I can be doing so much, like on a school day where I don't have work, and then before I go to bed, or in the middle of the freaking day, or even the morning, I think I'm so happy because I could just do work and stuff like that and catch up. And then the moment I think about work, or I think about something that I'm gonna have to do, or something that could happen, or something that can go wrong, boom, I'm not looking forward to work. I dread it completely, and I just wish like I could go somewhere instead of work. And like, you see, like that's another thing that can really affect it, because it really just can just throw you off. And there's some people that call in. I mean, there's some people that actually don't show up, or God forbid, even get fired. Sorry, apologize for that. But yeah, so like I said, mental health is a serious thing. It's not something to be looked over, and it's something to seriously take into consideration and be grateful, for people that go through it. And oh no, be grateful for everyone in your life, and know that if you do suffer from depression and anxiety, you are strong, you are very courageous. And I give you all the admiration I can, because to go through life and be successful, even having been diagnosed with that, is it can take a lot. It's a real mental battle at that point, because you have to tell yourself that you just got to keep going. There's no room for error, no room for to hold back or anything like that. And you just got to keep pushing. You're strong. You can do this. You'll be okay. Whatever you deserve in life will come to you. You just got to work for it. And that goes to anybody, And I do hope everyone well when it comes to that. And it's just something that we all gotta take into consideration and stuff like that, and just something to look out for, especially with our friends. So yeah, that's really all I wanted to talk about for this episode. I know it's a little short, but yeah, I wanted to just raise some awareness, you know, and let everybody know, because I mean, sometimes it can really get the best of us, and we can't let it, you know, because I mean, we are the power, we are the owners of our own body and our own mind, you know. If we put our mind to it, anything can be possible. So we can't let any little thing take us over or anything like that. So with that being said, I do thank you all for listening. I appreciate it, and I do thank you all for the constant support and stuff like that. Last week I got about, or the other week before last week's episode, I got like 14 listens. So thank you to those consistent 14 that have been listening. I really appreciate it, and yeah, thank you all very much. Looking forward to the holidays. I'll be uploading next week, hopefully, which I should be if I have more time, because I'm pretty sure because finals clear up next week or next weekend. So, with that being said, thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Take care. And this is Carlos signing out from the Big Guy Grind. Later, guys. Y'all take care.